Robert Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. I mentioned earlier this morning, because we just set this up yesterday, but it's great. Kelly Collins-Lentz joins me, and been in before with Kevin. However, this time, we're going to talk about your personal project and what you have. I say your personal project. It's really about Kayla, who's going to be visiting. But walk us through kind of what's happening. And you mentioned it a little bit last time with Kevin that you were going to be targeting this project. However, it looks like she's going to be making the tours and coming down, and you guys are already publicizing this.
Yeah, so Kayla Kosmulski is the first young woman with Down syndrome to ever hold a state pageant title. She's the current Miss Delaware teen.
Okay.
And she's just a remarkable young woman. And it just so happens that we have been in development for about 2 years to make a feature film about Kayla. And I actually finished writing the script, you know, a year ago before she ever won the pageant title.
So you put it into existence.
I manifested it.
Right.
But I was like, she kept doing things after I was done with the script, like graduating with honors and getting $750,000 in scholarship. Well, I finally was like, look, that's just the sequel, okay? I can't keep changing this.
Right.
But anyway, when she was competing for the national title in Los Angeles in August, she became just great friends with Ava LeBlanc, who's the current Miss Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
She's also the current Miss Alabama teen. And Ava was just, they were all lovely to Kayla.
Right.
But Ava was especially so. And it just is a coincidence that I happen to live in Auburn as well. And so Kayla was coming here to visit, and we're like, well, let's make the most of this. And so on Friday, she's going to be speaking to the Eagles program.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn Athletics is just rolling out the red carpet and getting her tickets to the basketball game on Friday night and great seats at the game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, we're going to be doing a meet and greet at Biddy and Bo's. And it's from 2 to 4 on Sunday. And we would just love anyone that wants to be inspired to come out and meet her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not talking to you about the project we're working on, but
yeah, but still, it's an event that's going to be coming up that they'll be able to put a face with a name, because when
absolutely
they see that name and they see that, you know, that project, when it gets on its feet even more, they'll go, that's the girl that was in Auburn that visited.
Right. And so one of the things that we want to do regarding the film project, which is called Able, and basically Able is a story of a mother who gives birth to a baby with Down syndrome and decides to move heaven and earth to ensure that her daughter redefines what's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what Kayla has done. And so one of the problems that most independent filmmakers face, besides finding the money to fund their projects, is finding their audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so they spend all of their time and money, you know, finding investors for the project or doing a crowdfund or whatever, and they save no money to actually market it or have an audience. And so we thought to ourselves, well, how can we solve that? And Amy and I are really going to work on social media to build our audience for a film that doesn't exist yet. And so if you want to follow and we're just going to take people on the journey of not just Kayla, but we want to highlight other people that have Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. We're already highlighting them. They're sending in videos about why they're able, and we're sharing those. I'm taking people through what it's like to be an independent filmmaker and maybe feel a little out of your depth and out of your comfort zone. But if Kayla can get past fear, I don't think Kayla has any fear, but you know, if she can push past barriers, maybe so can I.
Yeah.
And so we're sharing that journey on social media. And so I think in our first 10 days, we already have over 1,200 followers. And we hope by the time we get the movie funded, shot, post-produced, and released, that, you know, we have hundreds of that, you know, 100,000 people following and ready to go support this movie.
Yeah, it's what is the Instagram handle?
It's at Able Movie.
Able Movie. So
yes,
check that out on Instagram. I'm going to get to a break real quick. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about what to expect this weekend. Talk about the project just a little bit more, because I kind of want to get a timeline from you about how that kind of stuff works as well, for those who may not know. So Kelly Collins-Lentz joins me back in a moment. Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station.
News Talk WANI, Auburn Opelika's most listened to News Talk station.
Auburn Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We're talking about a meet and greet that's going to be taking place this weekend with, I'm gonna butcher her last name, so I'm going to let you say it, Kelly.
Kayla Kosmolsky.
There you go. I didn't want to get it wrong. Kelly with me is, we're talking about the Able movie that putting together. And I told you, and you said it is tough to say, but I did want to give you an opportunity because we were talking funding. And before we get to the crowdfunding and that kind of thing, as I said, timeline on this. You know, and with this project, you said you're doing it so different than other people have done it before. So there's not necessarily a line, but you did say that there's a watermark you'd love to hit in March, if at all possible.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing with independent film is it could take 2 years or it could be tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It just depends, you know. So one of the things that we want to do is... you know, a lot of independent films do a crowdfund. Mm-hmm. But people say, oh, you're not going to be able to raise that much money with a crowdfund. But what we figured out, the Down syndrome community, first of all, is notoriously generous.
Yes.
And they really want their people to be highlighted, celebrated. And so Amy, who's the mother, who's producing this with me, we figured out that if we found 21,000 Able allies to give $100, we would be fully funded. And when you put it like that, it doesn't seem so impossible. Mm-hmm. And so we are inviting people to head to our website at ablemovie.com. Already we've had an amazing response to that crowdfund, and we launched it in this month is National Down Syndrome Awareness mm-hmm. Month. And by March 21st, 2025, which is World Down Syndrome Day, we'd love to find our 21,000 allies. And already people are like, oh, I'm taking up 10 spots. I'm 10 allies in one.
There you go.
And we have perks for doing that. Things like name in the credits and movie tickets and our premiere tickets and swag and all kinds of really fun things. Mm-hmm. Visits to set, depending on how many Able allies you want to become. We are hoping by March 21st, 2025, that's what we're manifesting, that we can be fully funded.
How far in the project, like thought-wise, are you? We were not saying any names or releasing any, but have you got actors in mind on this already, cast members, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we have two cast members attached already. Mm-hmm. They've already seen the project. They've read the script. They're really into it. I'm not ready to announce who they are.
Yeah.
But they're pretty good attachments.
it is. You said this is the first. I mean, I'm sure being in the business, you've seen this. You've seen people do. You've seen it firsthand. But how much has it been an on-taking for you personally now that you're the one that's
Well, you know,
you're not watching from the sidelines anymore.
No, I mean we've been in the industry for 30 years, both mm-hmm. myself as an actress and then my four children for about the last 15. And all along, I've always known that what I'm supposed to be doing is telling stories of our own. We have a lot of stories we'd love to tell, love to highlight. Some of them would be really interesting to the Auburn audience. Mm-hmm. But it's so daunting. First of all, writing an original screenplay is like climbing Mount Everest. Mm-hmm. Getting it made is Kilimanjaro. Mm. And so it took me a long time. And really what happened is we had some really good friends that came to us and they're like, listen, you need to do this. The Lord told us, you know, that we're supposed to invest in what you're doing. Go. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, hang on a second. And it really took me 6 months to really think about it and accept. Mm-hmm. And so personally, it is the biggest thing I've ever attempted. Mm-hmm. To get our own feature film made. But in the end, it's why we moved to Auburn. We sold everything in Atlanta. We were there for 21 years. Mm-hmm. And the Lord really told us, sell everything, go to Auburn, be in a great community where the cost of living is a little lower. Mm-hmm. And you're to focus on this for the future.
Wow.
And so it is a step of faith every single day. But already, every time I'm feeling like, well, I've just taken on something that's impossible. Mm-hmm. So I'll get a phone call or something will happen that's like, no, you're doing the right thing. So, you know, I'm just taking it step by step, really.
Yeah.
But we really want to reside here and make movies from here that mm-hmm. are inspirational, that foster personal growth, mm-hmm. that inspire positive change in the hearts and minds of humanity. And ultimately, you know, my deeper mission that's maybe a little more behind the scenes is I want to initiate or reinitiate someone's conversation with their creator, and do it better than it's ever been done.
Starting this weekend, of course, you can meet Kayla. She's going to be down here. She's going to be at Biddy and Bo's on Gay Street. And so I suggest that you go. What a great story. She's Miss Delaware, by the way. We talked a little bit during the break about, you know, when it went national, where she finished and all that. But they missed an opportunity to have. It seems like a good person. Her smile lights up a room, just by the way.
Yeah,
just a picture that you're showing.
She's worth meeting.
She will be a great addition to the community this weekend, because as you said, she sounds like gets to go to basketball on Friday night, gets to do a little football on Saturday.
I mean, Auburn Athletics, I mean, for someone that didn't even go to Auburn, they are rolling out the red carpet for her. And I just couldn't be more impressed and grateful.
So you can be a part of the 21,000 that can be donating before the 21st of March. We'll recap all of that and more. Take the last break of the hour, and then we'll wrap things up with Kelly here momentarily. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Kelly Collins-Lynch joins me as we're talking about the project that's going to be coming up involving Kayla Kosmalski.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Very well.
Good job. Meet and greet this weekend. Kayla, of course, has Down syndrome. She is Miss Delaware.
Miss Delaware Teen. Yeah.
One thing you and I were talking about during the break is we all know somebody that's been affected, you know, with Down syndrome, as far as whether they have a loved one or whether they have a child. And you were telling me a statistic that I'm just shocked to know. Of course, that could be because of the people I hang out with. That's not really an option to do something like that.
Yeah, the majority. Mm. It was as high as 98%. I think now it's something like 70 to 87% at this point of babies diagnosed with Down syndrome in utero are terminated. And it's because, and in some countries it's 100%, and they pride themselves on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they're not given any hope when they get that diagnosis. They're not shown what resources are available, and they're not told that studies show that families that have a child with Down syndrome tend to be happier and more fulfilled.
Mm.
And I would say that Amy and Rick Kosmalski would 100% agree with that Kayla has absolutely changed their entire perspective on life. And so the mission of our film, of course, it's to, you know, encourage people to redefine what's possible for themselves. Whether you have Down syndrome or not, everybody needs that message. But really what we want is for a young woman that maybe just got the diagnosis sitting in a movie theater watching to maybe have the inspiration to make a different decision. And if I can bring that percent down even by 1 or 2%, it's worth the effort.
Yeah. Speaking of effort, as you know, it's a crowdfunding opportunity. Go to ablemovie.com. Is that right?
Ablemovie.com. Become an able ally. And no matter what amount, you're an ally.
And this weekend, it's a fantastic weekend in store for Kayla with some of the connections. This shows you the beauty of this community, because you were telling me during the break as well, is with her coming in early, looking for stuff for her to do. And all of a sudden, people are just coming out of the woodwork. Oh, we can do this. We can take her here.
Yes.
We can take her.
Shout out to McCray in the athletic office who just texted me. So
exactly.
She's amazing.
Well, and it's funny because the meet and greet is Sunday at Biddy and Bo's Coffee on Gay Street. And that time again for that?
2 to 4.
2 to 4 this Sunday afternoon.
And remember the time change.
Oh, that's right. Golly.
Yes.
I should know that, just because my wife's birthday is next week and we time change every year at her birthday. So, but 2 to 4 this Sunday is where you can meet Kayla and get involved. But you'll probably meet Kayla if you're out and about in Auburn on Friday or
Saturday.
She's
going to be Ava is planning to bring her to a formal at Alpha Gam Friday night.
Okay.
She's going to be tailgating Saturday morning. So she's going to get the whole
experience. I was going to say, y'all are going to make her tired by the time she's...
Yeah. What I've been able to pull off with the help of people in Auburn has my family stunned into silence.
Yes. That could be so at my house,
they're
that could
like,
be a good
Mom,
thing.
Mom, how
time
did
to
you
time.
Do this? And I'm usually shunned from the football conversations because apparently I'm not a qualified football fan.
Is that what your sons are telling you?
Yeah, that is.
Is that what your husband's telling you?
Well, my whole family tells me that. Yeah. And I'm like, well, who's got the last word now?
I love it. Ablemovie.com is how you can find out more about this particular project, or you can go meet Kayla 2 to 4 this Sunday, Miss Delaware Teen, or you can go Sunday to Biddy and Bo's, and you can meet her there or see her out and about on Friday and Saturday. Kelly, thank you.
Thank you.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. You guys have a big Tuesday. We'll see y'all Wednesday.
News Talk WANI, WANI AM Opelika, and WGZZ HD4 Waverly Auburn.